pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is Monday, May 21st, 2018. This is a public meeting of the Zoning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. In that, an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Filas?
Absent.
Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Lefkis?
Here.
Dr. Lewis?
Absent.
Mr. Metzen?
Absent.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Ms. Stevens?
Absent as of now, but hopefully will be here shortly.
Fine.
And Mr. Yeager?
Here.
You don't like the color commentary? Are you right? I just, you know, it's going to be a short night. I think we ought to go to a comedy club and let you perform.
At that range.
It might be Sharon.
Do I hear a bell?
Yeah. We'll give her just a second.
Could be on the first floor.
Yeah,
I didn't hear the door open.
Okay.
Oh, Sharon told me she's going to recuse on the vouchers anyway. Because there's vouchers there on a project she had to recuse on. So why don't you go for the vouchers?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that. When we're voting on the vouchers, are we voting on the merits of the case, or are we voting on that the proper procedures have been followed?
Put it this way. Technically, there's no reason that the board has to vote on the vouchers, period. Because the municipal land use law, the escrow provisions, don't mention the board even reviewing them.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my boards review and vote on the vouchers because they feel that, you know, okay, I and the engineer and the planner, we represent you. We don't represent the applicant, even though the applicant basically pays the bills through the escrow.
Right.
And they feel like there's some fiduciary obligation to make sure that your professionals aren't, you know, like milking the thing or billing too much or this or that. And there's nothing wrong with it. In Bernard's Township, what they do is they don't vote on the vouchers. They review the vouchers, and if anyone has any questions, they look at them for issues such as that. Mm-hmm. And after issues, they raise the questions, and then they can say, hold the voucher, unless it's an explanation or unless it's revised. But you determine what your votes have been and what the planning board votes have been for as long as I've been here. You are approving the vouchers, meaning that presumably they don't look out of whack. It doesn't look like someone's overbilling. But even if you approve them, the applicant has a mechanism in the escrow law provisions. If the applicant thinks they've been overbilled or if they've been double billed or if the subject matter shouldn't have been billed or any gripe whatever about billing, they have 45 days to seek. They have to send a letter to the board, either the planning board or the board of adjustment, with a copy to the township committee asking that the bill be reviewed and that the dispute be remediated.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the wording in the statute is. And then they have to ask for that first, and in the same 45 days, they would then have to file an appeal if it's not remediated to their satisfaction with, the, believe it or not, the Construction Board of Appeals. The County Construction Board of Appeals is the body that actually does these things. I've had, in 30-something years, I think I've had two challenges to my escrow. It's going to be dumb if you don't try to settle those, because it's not worth your time to go up there to even fight it. And I've been paid, not by this township, by another unnamed township, to represent the township engineer who had a lot of escrows challenged, and we had a full-day hearing on it. And we made a settlement offer. His billing was about $5,000.
Did you take back to the question? I sort of assume that we're voting as a board that we agree procedures have been followed.
You are The way it's been done is when you review those things, you are voting that they're, forget the procedure, that the amounts are not unreasonable. Again, right. it's irrelevant, right. But that's what you're voting
for. How can you be in conflict with that?
Exactly.
What do you mean, how can you
Why would you recuse yourself for any conflict on...
Because Sharon says that the experts were reviewing an application that she had recused on. So out of an abundance of caution, she wanted to recuse. She didn't want to authorize one of the experts saying, yeah, you properly reviewed and spent the appropriate amount of time on an application that I was recused on.
Has there ever been a case?
No.
So she should really abstain. She shouldn't recuse.
No, listen, if you're going to... Well, she
just like when we abstain, if we weren't... You know, she should just abstain from the vote. She's not recusing from
it. If you abstain from the vote, you're assenting to the majority.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but if she feels that if she recuses on the underlying case, she doesn't want to vote, she doesn't want to abstain, she wants to recuse from the vote on the bill. I got no problem with her doing that. I don't think she has to.
Yeah, it's an abundance of caution.
Out of abundance of caution. I got no problem with her doing
it. I had a similar question. I would say some of these cases predated me on the board. I'm like, I've heard of them because I'm around the township, but I don't know.
That would be a reason to abstain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair. Because I may.
Right.
Okay. Probably not worth any more discussion.
Well,
I did have one question.
It's an interesting
the only
discussion.
Question I have on that would be, what if you don't have a quorum? Because of recusals.
It's a majority
on a voucher.
With a quorum of two people. In the past, we've had a case where we opened the board with three people.
The only thing that you can vote on with less than a quorum is a resolution adopting an action you took.
Right.
You can do that with one person.
One person.
Everything else needs a quorum, meaning four people.
Minutes. Not minutes.
Well, okay, but you need a quorum at the
meeting. At the meeting. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
So run
you
the meeting.
The meeting.
Yeah,
okay.
You need four people to open the meeting.
Right. Well, in the past, we've had four people. I think one was by phone. We opened the meeting. And I remember one time I was the only person that could vote
right.
on a resolution. We didn't even have a second for it.
Correct.
Which is fine.
Right.
And you're asking the same thing about vouchers.
Could you have a voucher vote that didn't count because you didn't have a just vote? But you'd have
because it's not really necessary, so yes.
I mean, listen. If you had everyone recused, no, you'd have a problem. But if you had people abstaining, as long as you had one, the majority is one, the abstentions are sent to the majority. No problem.
Yeah.
If you abstain, you're participating. If you recuse, you're not participating.
That's the difference. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm just looking at your vouchers. You got Zinn, I got her, you know, just a variety of them. Mm-hmm. You know, I recused myself for both of those in the past.
Again,
interesting.
This hasn't come up in 30 years. Sharon brought it up with me.
Yeah. The legal risk is probably very low. Very low.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. Right. That's extraordinarily low.
Right. Okay. I've reviewed all the vouchers. I signed them all. I move we approve payment of the bill.
I had one question if I could, though. The Easy Energy ones were from February. That's for Board of Adjustment stuff, not Planning Board?
Yeah, Tommy asked the same.
Okay, because I know they did both. Okay, so if you reviewed and they're fine, so I'm good then.
Yeah, no, Tommy asked the same question earlier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have a second, please?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? There are none. Okay. Minutes. Let's do the two public minutes first. So the minutes of January 22nd. People who can vote on this, Filas, Glazer, Lefkis, Lewis, Mattson, Roberts, and Jaeger. And I sent you changes, not to this one, Denise, right? I sent you changes to the March.
March. And I made that change and reposted it.
Anyone have any other changes to January?
Well, she's going to repaste the list of experts.
Yes.
And we guess we'll leave the stenographer to be determined then still, like we did
in
January?
Yeah, we'll still leave that to be determined. That's one of the things I need to.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
Because it accurately reflects what happened in the future.
Exactly. But those are the ones we voted on that day.
Yeah.
I copied and pasted for the minutes, and I have the old list of experts from last year, and Bill caught it.
So got it.
Okay.
I will make that
change. So Bill's reading his stuff?
Yep.
I should have read it on Friday, though. I didn't read it.
That's okay.
Better late than never.
Okay, so motion to adopt those minutes as correct.
Which minutes?
January 22nd are the ones we're talking about.
Yes.
And this is the regular minutes of January 21st.
These are the regular minutes of January. Okay. We'll get to the closed minutes in a minute. So, Filas, Fraser, Lefkis, Roberts, and Yeager can all vote. Somebody make a motion?
Oh, I move.
And a second, please.
I'll second it and second
okay.
vote.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I'm abstaining because I was not at that meeting. Mm-hmm. Okay. The minutes of March 22nd, I had one small change which I sent in, minor typo. Filas, Glazer, McCaffrey, and Yeager.
26. Okay.
Yeah. March 26th.
Yep.
Anyone else have any changes, corrections? No? Motion to adopt those minutes is correct.
So moved.
Okay.
I'll second it. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
I abstain. I was in error.
Yeah. Right.
Nor was I.
Oh, two abstentions.
Okay. Three yeses.
Three yeses.
Okay. And Denise, you have the minutes from December 28th and January 20th.
December 18th.
December 18th.
Yes. 18th. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. No. I marked them.
Oh, okay. Oh, look at that with names.
Yeah, yeah. But Filas isn't here. I thought he was
so what is it?
So I think it's January.
So we have... Robert, he's sure to get him back. Lefkis.
To know who's are missing, right?
And who am I missing that I did not write on?
Filas and Stevens.
And back there is at the January 22nd closed.
Three people.
Oh, you got it. Yeah.
Was Roberts here? No, I mean, was... Yeah. There's only three people that are eligible...
That are here, yes.
That are here. If Stevens comes in, she can...
And I was in January 22nd.
And I just heard it. Now it's going to be here. We're on the December 18th.
Ah, oh, December 18th. Yeah, perfect. That wasn't from the text.
So let the minutes reflect. Chairman Stevens showed up at 7:16.
And here, and we're up to that. Voting on closed session minutes.
Hello,
hello, how are you?
Perfect time.
Is this me? Yep. Sorry, I'm late.
Actually, it turned out actually perfect that you were late.
Yes. Excellent.
Then you didn't have to recuse.
Excellent.
Or you didn't, not that you had to recuse, you didn't take the option of recuse.
John's doing his comedy routine. We're all going to some bar later, and he's going to
have a
stand up.
It's a lawyer night if you can. Might be. Another gig.
You need a minute, Sharon, to read those over?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
We're going to vote on these.
No, okay.
Take your time.
Thank you.
Get yourself settled right here for a long time.
Thank you.
So you do want one. Okay. Well, you don't have to get off the block because I'm going to send you the final ones.
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay.
Yep, perfect.
So just like you send me the resolution today,
yep.
I'll do that with Matt.
Very nice.
Okay.
You good?
Yep.
Okay. Motion to adopt the minutes of the December 18th executive closed session.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
And a second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
And abstentions?
I wasn't even here for that meeting, so I guess I'm abstaining.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question on the abstentions, because what I was doing was putting not eligible.
Right, yeah. Not eligible. The only people that vote on closed session minutes are the people that were there. So you're only calling those people to vote.
Okay, that was not eligible.
You have a box on your chart that just says not eligible?
Mm-hmm. I use the abstain column.
And she writes in not eligible.
I put not eligible, or sometimes I'll put recused.
You put it in that column?
Right.
Okay.
Other.
Okay. So you ready to get these back?
There's no roll call on this?
I think she got all the names, just two on the Yeagers.
I didn't get any.
You weren't here?
Okay. I wasn't out. I wasn't out.
You're very welcome.
Denise, tell me, how many yeses were there?
Four. These were?
Yep, got it.
Okay.
And I'm picking
yes. Oh, you're...
I have an unmarked one.
Okay.
And now the minutes of closed session from January 22nd.
What do I do with the ones that I'm not? Oh, there we go. Okay, I only have three of these.
Correct.
Yes.
And you actually, Phyllis is not here. You have
yep,
two.
Two. That's right.
How are you going to do it?
We have, in other words, we have a quorum to have the meeting, and you can adopt these closed session minutes for the two people who were here.
Right. We could have done it with one person, right?
Yeah.
Or was it before the meeting, before I was in?
You were not eligible because there were enough, that's, there were seven votes.
That's right. Yep.
I guess. I voted on other stuff. That's what people were here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so need a, there's only two of you voting.
We I was going to say,
hold it, hold it. Stop.
No. I have to list him there?
Absolutely.
And then just say that he wasn't eligible to vote?
But nothing was voted on in closed session. See, we only vote on things in open session. So it's...
Oh, it doesn't matter. So list just that he was there. All right, correct. Yeah, because should, this was just to vote to get out of the session.
Correct.
So that doesn't count.
Correct.
Okay.
So he should be...
I have to add your name.
Okay.
To
and
present.
And yeah.
I'll just glance at it. I'll read it quickly. And
yep.
So then he.
Absolutely. Because, just because. So you had the vote to come out of closed session, and you take your first seven.
Okay.
Okay. But to adopt the minutes, you take.
Whoever was there.
Okay.
And I think we have to, John, I probably voted in favor of adjourning, too.
Well, that one you wouldn't. That's why
I,
she didn't.
I was an extra.
Right.
Got it. Perfect.
Because right, yep. You were more than seven.
Okay.
That's why.
I'm fine.
But you belong up top, not on the bottom. And you belong voting on these.
What matches. Occurred, yes.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
They're still reading.
Well, actually, I'm counting because there's only six that voted to come out of session. So should have voted for that, too.
One, two. Oh, hold it. This is what happened here. And Olson doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
All right, so these right. have to be.
So we're back to six.
And you know what to do?
Five, right? Because let, hold these till next month.
Table them. Collect them. Table them.
Next check. Month.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do that.
Let me tell you, right now, two brownie points going for you.
That's what I said. Yeah. Keep notes on what good? Happened. No, I don't know about that. You might not like me by next week.
I can't wait to get a couple cocktails in you.
Are you buying?
Sure.
All right.
Right. Table.
Minute should be the simplest thing.
What up, current?
Sometimes it happens. That's how I feel like there's a resolution sometimes.
Okay,
so we're on to...
No,
we're
still in vote on that.
No, that's right.
We're not going to clean
it up.
We're tabling it.
Oh, okay.
We're
going
to clean it up.
Oh, okay.
We're
do it. I thought we were just going to amend it.
No. It needs tabling.
Too many mistakes
yeah.
now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's
get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on to Platypus. Mm-hmm. And we have a letter from the applicant's attorney, but we have no one here. So, John, I know you've been talking with these.
Right. Okay, so... We set the stage on this. This was an attempt at efficiency. Okay, this was an attempt to not have to do two resolutions when you could do one.
Okay.
And we also missed a meeting. So now it's instead of 30 days, this is 60 days in the past.
Right.
So I know that certain people from certain emails I've seen have rightfully don't remember exactly what happened. So back in... March 26th, Platypus came into the board mm-hmm. asking for one thing and one thing only. They asked to have a third modification of conditions 1 and 2 of resolution 2015-15 to extend the time within which to revise the documents and obtain signatures on the site plans.
That was actually in March.
Right, March 26th.
Okay, right, okay.
And the board granted that.
Right.
During that, there were some questions raised.
Right, about?
What's happening with the residential structure? And they said, I don't know, have to check with the client because the attorney was here. And someone said, well, are they connected? And I had said, I didn't have that other resolution. I was participating by phone, by the way. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have that the older resolution with me. But my recollection was there were two separate things. And I said, look, I'll check. And then I checked. And in my opinion, they were two separate things. Mm-hmm. But the attorney then called me and said, listen, he spoke with the client. And the client doesn't want to keep on extending that. He doesn't want to keep on paying the attorney to come here to try to extend that one. He's not going to build it. And so it's going to expire. He said, is there any way, rather than have it expire by its own terms and then someone say, did it expire, did it not expire? He said, what do you think I should do? And I said, if the client knows he's not going to use that, they could have had two separate applications, one for the commercial, one for the residential. There could have been two resolutions. One for the commercial, one for the residential. He combined it at my and the planner's suggestion. Mm-hmm. We did it in one hearing. We did it in one resolution. So now he's like, what should I do? I said, well, send a letter in saying that you're asking the board to vacate the use variance for the residential structure, and you're also going to have to seek to have the site plan approvals amended if you don't want that approval anymore. So just to refresh the board's recollection, during the underlying hearing, when the guy was here, if you recall, their planner was Betsy McKenzie. And you'll remember that she talks very fast. She talks faster than I do. And she was presenting the commercial part of the case. And what the applicant wanted was permission to renovate the residential structure and rent it out as two market apartments. Mm-hmm. And I think Tom said, well, what's the special reason? Right? It's not in a residential zone. Mm-hmm. And then we got talking, well, if you propose it for affordable housing, that would be a special reason. And the standard deed restriction that goes with that to get a credit for COA is 30-year deed restriction. And the guy said, I don't want to give a 30-year deed restriction. And the Betsy McKenzie said, what if we gave you a 10-year deed restriction? And I was like, well, and Tom was like, well, and Mattson was like, well, 10 years is better than no years. Right. I mean, it's...
And it's a special.
And, it would be a special reason. Right. And even if we don't get credit, although I was pushing to try to get some credit for it, I was thinking in my own mind, maybe we can go for a waiver and still get the credit. Just as an aside, when I was working on settling the township's affordable housing case, and I had mentioned to Kevin Walsh this thing, what Kevin came up with, he said, listen, you had two units. Each of them was 10 years and not 30 years. If you had three units, each of 10 years,
30 years,
I give you a credit. He said, you got two at 10 years. If you twist my arm, maybe I can get you, a credit. Okay, so it wasn't going to be three. It wasn't going to be two credits anyway. And we did not use this project in our compliance plan.
Right.
Because it was too iffy. And it was only, I'm going to get one unit. I put it in the plan, and the thing doesn't come into fruition, and I got to worry about one unit. I mean, it's different. The township, the redevelopment plan for the old municipal building. Remember that thing started out as six units? Now it's one affordable unit, and it's commercial. But that unit's in the plan because, no one knows anything for sure, but, I'm fairly confident that that's going to happen. So all this is so simple. All the guy is saying is, we're not going to do anything with this residence. Mm-hmm. So what I am recommending is if they're not going to do anything with the residence, make them remove it. Because nothing good will come of leaving a vacant building, which is further deteriorating, on a site. Yeah. If they're saying right now they're not going to use it, and if you leave it there, because if you leave it there, what good could come?
And I think in the last meeting, John, he actually mentioned they had started ticking off some walls and stuff like that.
Well, and actually, and if you read his letter, he says the thing is too far gone. So this, what this resolution does,
off walls. Right. I mean,
correct. What this resolution does at this point is, it's memorializing the third modification because you never adopted
extension,
The extension,
right?
And it's recognizing that the guy sent the letter in asking to have the other thing vacated. and it's vacating it.
Does the applicant understand, though, that that the intent is to raise this truck?
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen. I sent him this resolution when I drafted it on April 19, and he sent an email saying, yeah, it's acceptable. And then last week, the applicant's attorney obviously forgot and said, do I have to be at the meeting? I'm like, I thought you wanted the approval, the residential thing vacated. He said, oh, yeah. Can you send me that resolution? I said, I'll send it to you, but I already sent it to you, and you already said it was okay. We sent it to him again. He sent back the second email saying it's fine. That's
okay,
the story.
My underlying suspicion would be this. Yeah, we're not going to fix it up for an F, but we could use it for office.
Right. Guess what? That's why. Look what I did.
Yeah.
I said there's now a condition. They got to remove it.
Okay. I just asked if he understood it needs to be raised.
Yeah.
And since he has to review it twice and doesn't remember, because he may not.
Still
that's
not
our issue.
Once we vacate the relief that says you can have two principal buildings, he's in violation of the zoning ordinance.
Right, but you don't want to have to leave it at that. I have vacating the use variance, and I have an amendment of the site plan approval to eliminate and provide for the demolition of the residential building.
Okay.
So there's a condition now that they have to demolish it.
But on the site plan, they also have to change their parking and driveways as well.
They have to, whatever changes they have to make to be consistent, they got to make, and that's for the zoning officer and the construction code official.
Yeah, but John, I sent you an email on this. The site plan that we had a hearing on and that we voted on had certain elements to it.
Mm-hmm.
Parking was one, landscape was one.
Right.
And now what they're proposing to implement is different than what we voted.
That's why this amends the site plan approval.
Based on what? We haven't reviewed the site plan.
I'll put it this way. The driveways aren't going to change. The parking, you're not going to have parking for the residential structure, and the residential structure is not going to be there. So they're going to eliminate the residential structure. Unless you wanted to make them put landscaping where the residential structure is, they're just going to remove it and have to seed it.
That was my question about the landscaping.
But that's the requirement, that they would have to seed it.
Correct.
Well, so my question was, should the landscaping or the buffering be any different now that this big building is gone?
Put it this way.
There's a lot of big trees in front of that.
Big tree, if you recall, there's big trees along the highway.
You could barely see the building.
But there, right. Is that we have Brian Bosenberg go out and take a look, and if Brian agrees, because he's the landscape guy, I'm not.
You're right.
You're not,
right.
And I'm not.
Yep, you're right.
I'd like to have Bosenberg go out and look at it, and if he agrees, and if it's that straightforward and you guys are all right, which you probably are,
okay,
he'll go out there, and in 10 minutes he'll say, it's fine, I'm good, see you guys later.
So then table it again.
No.
We
can't approve it.
Have a condition having Brian. Why don't you just tell Brian to go look at it and then bring it back next month? If he says okay, adopt it. If he says no, you're going to tell the applicant they got to do something.
Right.
Yeah, well, either way, Brian has to go out there, right?
Yeah, so why adopt it?
Why adopt it? If you're going to have him go out there, right?
Okay.
I don't know which way he's going to go.
Right.
So
have him go out there.
Okay. With all these
table
this.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Just table it. I'm trying to.
The only thing
cut
this
down
does is then it delays the extension. Is that fine? If the extension goes off another.
Yeah, I have a feeling that.
Just another thing. This is going to. They've been running very tight on escrow, and they've just brought money in twice. This was the second time, and I covered enough to be able to cover this meeting. I'm probably going to have to ask them for more money now. If Brian's going to have to go out there.
I think Brian ought to go out and take a look at this. Am I off base on this?
No, I agree with you that you should go out there. I guess my question is with
Brian,
the escrow part, maybe we should do it the way you first said.
Brian. This is what I'm suggesting.
Either way, fee's going to be the same. Brian's going to have to drive out there, and if there's no
business,
there's
another meeting associated
do
with
go
it.
Out,
that's the part I'm questioning.
Speak the house now.
So if
your recommendations, if any.
I think if you send Brian out there, though, I think he's got to go with the knowledge that this building is now coming down.
He would put in, for example,
he knows
if he wants.
All right.
I said, can you just go out and take a look?
If you want the, I don't know if there's a foundation you have built.
All right.
The foundation.
Sharon is saying if we approve it now,
how do you restore the land?
Then we need less.
How do you want to restore? If you're going to send him out there, send him for the full enchilada.
Hey, for the cost of renovating that building.
But you're going to send them there.
Don't worry about it.
Let's not simply send them to say, what, you know, landscaping would you do? But does he think the building, if there's a foundation, should the foundation be taken out? Let's get his recommendations on. And if he goes out there, let's see. He might have some recommendations, some additional conditions that he might think should be put in here.
And
if you're going to, you're right. And that's the right way to do it. So let's just do it right. Let's just table it.
Okay.
And that's what we would have done in the first instance, if the original meeting, if he said I want to demolish, this would have been part of the process.
Right. You know what? Okay. He's right.
So we're just doing what we would have done had this happened.
Right. If he came in, with the building being demolished, they would have proposed something.
Right.
In its place.
Dave's question would have come up. Does it change parking at all?
Right.
Yeah, it would.
And then there's a couple things. I mean, do we want Kathy to look at it? Are they abandoning a septic and a well? Or, you know, do you want Kathy to look at
it? It's an old building. It could
just look at the site plan, maybe, and see.
And I assume there's no historical significance.
Correct.
Yeah, because it's like a stupid place.
I thought there was one common septic.
And Kathy out there?
No, I don't remember.
They were changing it, relocating it, slightly rebuilding. Okay.
Yeah, because of where they were going to put their gas.
We're going to mark this table.
I don't believe so.
There's city water and sewer on the highway there. They don't have septic. I don't
know. No, they have septic.
No, I think they have.
It's a really old house, so they probably
It's a 100-year-old house. And that's what they
Well, it's not the same septic. They may have an abandoned septic.
Right. No. They may have abandoned stuff.
So the only thing we're asking for is Brian to go out then.
No. Brian and Kathy.
And Kathy, too, because of the engineering elements. Okay. Yes. So it's back to had they done this originally.
Yep.
The experts involved be the experts involved.
Okay. Yep.
Well, I think you made a good effort to try to do this, but in order to do this right, be clean down the road.
Listen, I got no problem with what you guys have decided.
Yeah.
So then the resolution will be amended for the next time, too, slightly.
Well, whatever Brian or Kathy comes up with, if they want something in there, it'll be in there. If they don't want something in there, it'll stay the same.
Right.
But you'll have you'll have their input.
Right.
Right, because we don't have all of Brian's and Kathy's original comments in there.
That's correct.
But procedurally, we're clean.
Right.
Okay. I feel a lot better about this.
Good. I agree.
And the applicant should, too, because no one will come back and say, wait a second, these guys voted on a plan they didn't see.
He had ample opportunity.
I don't think the applicant has really thought any of the consequences.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure.
He's an architect, too, right?
No.
He's a contractor, right?
He's an excavation contractor.
That's right,
I thought, though, by profession, he was an architect himself.
I know. Listen.
Running an excavation.
I know dumb attorneys also.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the record, huh?
I know.
We're not ever coming for
I know
him.
Dumb attorneys, but I'm not going to tell you their names.
Okay.
He was an architect.
So
now they've got that straight.
No, I was going to say
the same ones.
Ouch.
She's coming to the comedy too.
You missed that one. That was good.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey. Say goodnight, Gracie.
All right.
So before we adjourn, Denise, what do we have coming down the road?
The only thing we have coming down the road right now, well, maybe two, is a residential variance. And I met with Kathy on their third submission, and they're still incomplete.
So maybe next month?
No other...
Maybe July 2nd.
No other comments about...
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Anyone? Motion to adjourn. Everyone's eligible to vote, right?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
I'll vote.
I'm sorry. Who was second?
I was.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think we all said aye.
Okay. Denise, what do we got?